Is it really necessary to go about this way? I'm just saying there's better ways to do this. Do you honestly expect my father to know everything? No, I apologize. It's not you I'm frustrated with. That really isn't even my father I'm frustrated with. You guess there was someone I loved? I guess I don't try and hide it very good, do I? I do love him. I guess it was the wrong time, right person scenario. But I've tried to talk to my father, my mother, even my advisors. None of them agree with me. They all say that this union would be mutually beneficial and I'll grow to love him. I think it's more of a I'll grow to tolerate him. Now, I would like to just have the evening to myself. The wedding, I guess, planning is tomorrow. I thought it wasn't until next month. Mother moved it up. I see. Well, I'll see you then. Good night. Where is this damn door? Okay. How gross it is down here. Are you awake? Shh. Oh, I'm sorry for startling you. With you. I'm sorry for the time. I would have came earlier, but yeah, the wedding preparations. You don't mind talking to me? Would you like it to be here, or... No. I just didn't want to wake anyone else. How about we go to the study? That's how I came out here, actually. There's a secret door. Well, not really secret, just scarcely used. I guess sneaky. making out has always been my specialty. I guess I should start with an apology. No, please, let me finish. I didn't mean what I said when I said I didn't want to see you again. That was rash and truthfully unfounded. I was panicking. To be truthful, I've never actually, well, confessed to anyone. The circumstances weren't exactly the greatest. But I guess I'm rambling at this point. I wanted to say I'm sorry. I am sorry. The wedding is still on, yes. I tried to get out of it. I talked to father, mother, my advisors. I even went as far as to present myself as unfit when I met with him. It didn't turn out exactly how you'd imagine. No. He found me amusing. My mother promised that I would be different by my wedding day. She's always said that about me. I've always been the unruly child. I guess I never grew out of it with age. My feelings towards you. That's a silly question. I always like them. I've never lost them. If anything, they've grown more. The saying that our grows fonder with distance is true. We haven't seen each other in a while, and seeing you tonight reminded me how much I love you. No, you don't have to continue. I know I hurt you. There's been times where I thought maybe if I just never mentioned how I felt, you would have not been hurt. You. You're happy. I told you. You're even happy. I am not understanding here. You. asked you something? How would you react if it was a far-fetched idea? No, not like fairies or dragons. If it was something life-altering. You would hear me out. What if I asked you to train something with me? I know I'm talking in cryptids, but I want to make sure. You would. Well, I have been contemplating this. No, it isn't the spur of the moment. I've been thinking of this for a while. But my brothers are technically the heirs. I'm mostly going to be married off for gain. I wanted to know how you would react before asking, but since I'm not pivotal to my household, what if I left? I know it seems very childish. It is childish, if I'm being honest with myself. But I've been thinking of this for a while, as I said, and I want to leave with you. If that's something you want to do with me. I have enough money and resources. We wouldn't have a hard life, just... Well... Of course, we would have to leave and probably go to a different part of the world, but... the neighboring kingdoms already... They already are aligned with my father, so... You don't want to do this, I understand. You would. You don't know how happy that makes me. If we do this, we have to leave tonight. But first, would you like to come to my chambers? It'll probably be the last comfortable bed for a while. I'm asking you if you would like to join me in bed.